an ancient story. Jesus, son of Mary, came once upon an old man who lived on a mountain in the open air, without any shelter from heat or cold. Jesus asked him why he had not built himself a house. "Ah, Spirit of God," said the old man, "prophets before thee predicted that I would live for only 700 years. It is not worth my trouble to settle down." Life is a wandering. It is not a home. It is a search for the home, but it itself is not the home. It is an inquiry, an adventure. It is not necessarily that you will succeed. Success is very rare, because the search is very complex and there are 1001 difficulties on the way. Yes, this life is a overnight stay, a caravanserai. Don't settle in it. Use the opportunity to reach higher and higher and higher, because there is no end to heights, to depths. But remember always, don't take life for granted. It is only an opportunity with immense potential and possibilities.
Oh, Hello everybody listening to Osho Radio. Osho makes our own truth available to us and keeps hammering us why we don't live it. In this program we have a lot of great music for you, and the musicians today are Deva Premal, Shastro, Narayani and Prem Joshua. Today we have a new discourse for you by Osho. This time Osho talks about two main pillars. One is awareness, to be used on the inside. He explains how everything that you deny or repress inside yourself or condemn about others makes you into a moralist. The way he talks about this might seem as if he is talking about other people, but of course, he's always talking about you. On the other hand, there is compassion. Compassion on the outside, because the other is just a reflection of yourself.
Asatoma satkamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, mrityoma amritam gamaya. Om asatoma satkamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, mrityoma amritam gamaya. Asatoma satkamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, mrityoma amritam gamaya. Om asatoma satkamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, mrityoma amritam gamaya. Rityoma amritam gamaya. Om asatoma satkamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, rityoma amritam gamaya. Om asatoma satkamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, rityoma amritam gamaya. Om asatoma satkamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, rityoma amritam gamaya.
Atisha says, one method will correct all wrong. That method is awareness. There are many illnesses, but there is only one health. The quality of health is the one, always the same. Whether I am healthy or you are healthy, the feel of health is the same. But diseases are millions. Wrongs are many. But the right key that unlocks all the doors, the master key, is only one. And rather than cutting the branches, rather than pruning the leaves, why not cut the very root? There are many people who go on pruning the leaves, are cutting the branches. These people are known as moralists. The moral person is a little bit stupid person. Stupid in the sense that he thinks that by cutting the leaves, he is going to destroy the tree. He is not going this way to destroy the tree. You cut one leaf, and the tree will respond with three leaves instead. The foliage will become thicker. You cut one branch, and the tree will pour its saps and juices into another branch. And the other branch will become thicker and bigger. This is what happens in your life. Somebody is against sex, he represses sex, he cuts that branch. Now the whole energy becomes anger. You will find stories in Indian scriptures, stories like the story of Durvasa, a great so-called Mahatma, who repressed his sex totally, and then he became all anger, just red hot anger. It is bound to happen. You cannot destroy any energy, never. It is not possible in the very nature of things. Energies can only be transformed, can never be destroyed. If you close one outlet, the energy will start flowing from another. If you close the front door, then from the back door. And from the back door it is more dangerous, because it makes your life the life of a hypocrite. It makes your life double. You start living in a dual way. You say one thing, you do another. You sow one thing, you are another. You become more and more split. My emphasis is also exactly the same as Atisha's. You come to me with 1001 problems, but my answer is always the same. If you come with anger, I say be aware of it. If you come with greed, I say be aware of it. If you come with lust, I say be aware of it. Because awareness cuts the very root. What is the root? Unawareness is the root. One can be angry only if he is unaware. Try to be angry and aware together, and you will find it impossible. Either you will be aware, then anger will not be found, or you will be angry and awareness would have disappeared. Up to now, nobody has been able to manage both together, and I don't think you can prove the exception. You try it. This is possible that you may think that both are happening. But if you minutely watch, you will see when awareness is there, anger is not. When anger is there, awareness is not. Unawareness is the root of all illnesses. Then awareness is the only medicine. Buddha says, I am a physician. And once somebody asks you again and again, say, you are a physician. But I don't see any medicines around you. What medicines you give? He said, my medicine is only one. It is awareness. I prescribe awareness. And it has not to be brought from the chemist. You have to change your inner chemistry to bring it. You have to change your inner chemistry. Right now your inner chemistry functions in such a way that it produces unawareness, unconsciousness. It can be changed. It can be de-atomatized. How to do it, you will find in the sutras that are to follow. But remember, one method is enough to correct all wrong. That method is awareness. And how you will know that you have attained it? Because awareness is something inner. It is so deep that nobody can see it. But still, if you become aware, everybody who has a little intelligence, who has eyes to see, will become aware of it. Because as awareness happens at the inner core, compassion starts radiating. Love starts radiating. Buddha says, lit the candle of awareness in your heart and your whole being will radiate compassion. Compassion is the proof. Unless compassion happens, remember, you must be deceiving yourself. You must be doing something else than being aware. For example, you can try concentration. Concentration is not awareness. And the person of concentration will never show compassion. Compassion is not a consequence of concentration. Concentration means focusing of the mind, narrowing of the mind on one point. The concentrated mind becomes very powerful mind. But remember, it is mind, and very powerful, hence more dangerous than ever. Concentration is the method of science. Awareness is totally different. It is not focusing. It is unfocused alertness. For example, right now you are hearing to me. You can hear in a concentrated way. You can be focused on me. Then you will miss these birds and their songs. Then you will miss this noise on the road. Then you are not aware. Then your mind has become very narrow. And awareness is not the narrowing of the mind, but the disappearance of the mind. The narrowing of the mind makes the mind more of a mind. Hence the Hindu mind is more of a mind The Mohammedan mind is more of a mind. The communist mind is more of a mind, because these are all narrowing. Somebody is focused on Das Kapital, our communist manifesto. Somebody is focused on Quran, or on Dhammapada. Somebody on the Gita. Somebody on the Bible. Focused people. They create narrow minds in the world. They create conflicts. They don't bring compassion. For thousands of years, religions have existed, but compassion is still a dream. We have not been able to create a world that knows what love is, friendship is, brotherhood is. Yes, we talk. And we talk too much about all these beautiful things. In fact, the talk has become nauseous. It is sickening. It should stop. No more of brotherhood and love and this and that. We have talked for thousands of years for no purpose. The reason is the concentrated mind becomes narrow, becomes more of a mind. And love is not the function of the mind. Love is the function of no mind, or call it heart, which means the same. No mind and heart are synonymous. Awareness means listen to me, unfocused, alert, of course, not fallen asleep, but alert of these birds, their chirping, alert of the wind that passes through the trees, alert of everything that is happening. Concentration excludes much, includes little. Awareness excludes nothing, includes all. Awareness is a state of no mind. You are, yet you are not focused. You are just a mirror, reflecting all, echoing all, and see the beauty of it. And the silence, and the stillness. And suddenly, you are, and you are not. And the miracle starts happening. And in this silence, you will feel a compassion. Compassion for all suffering beings. And it has not to be practiced either. It comes on its own. Apisa says, awareness inside, compassion on the outside. Compassion is the outer side of awareness, the exterior of awareness. Awareness is your interiority, subjectivity. Compassion is relating with others, sharing with others. The fourth sutra, at the beginning and at the end, there are two things to do. By the beginning is meant the morning, and by the end, the evening. In the morning, remember one thing, says Atisa, that a new day, a new opportunity has again been given to you. Feel grateful. Existence is so generous. You have wasted so many days, and again one day has been given to you. existence is so hopeful about you. You have been wasting and wasting and doing nothing. You have wasted so much valuable opportunity and time and energy, but existence still hopes. One day more is given to you. Atisha says, in the morning remember a new day, a new beginning, and have a decision deep in your heart that today I am not going to waste this opportunity. Enough is enough. Today I am going to be aware. Today I am going to be alert. Today I am going to devote as much energy as possible to the single cause, the cause of meditation. I will meditate in all my acts. I will do all the activities, the usual day-to-day activities, but today with a new quality. I will bring the quality of awareness to them. Welcome the new day. Feel grateful, happy that existence still trusts in you. There is still possibility. The transformation can still happen. Start the day with a great decisiveness. And in the evening, feel again gratitude. That the day was given to you. And feel gratitude for all that happened. Good and bad both. Happiness, unhappiness both. Because they are all teachers. Everything is an opportunity. Taken rightly, every moment is a stepping stone. Success as much helps to become alert as failure. Sometimes, in fact, failure helps you to become more aware than success. Success helps you to fall asleep. In happiness, people forget. In happiness, nobody remembers God. In unhappiness, suddenly the remembrance comes. And fortunate is the man who can remember even when he is happy. Fortunate is the man who can remember when everything is going good and smooth. When the sea is rough, everybody remembers God. There is nothing special in it. It is just out of fear. It happened in the sea. There was a ship, which was carrying many Mohammedans to Mecca. They were on a pilgrimage. They were all surprised by one thing, because they were all pilgrims going to the Holy of the Holies. Each was praying all the five prayers prescribed for a Mohammedan every day, except a Sufi mystic. But the mystic was so radiant with joy that nobody dared to ask him. Then one day the sea was very rough, and the captain declared that there seems to be no possibility that we can be saved. So please do your last prayer. The ship is going to be drowned. And everybody fell in prayer except the Sufi mystic. Now this was too much. Many people gathered around the mystic and they were really angry. And they said, "You are a man of God. We have watched you. You have never meditated. But we didn't say anything. We felt this will be disrespectful. You are thought to be a holy man. But now, it is unbearable. The ship is drowning. And you are a man of God. If you pray, your prayer will be listened. Why you are not praying?" And the mystic said, "To pray out of fear is to miss the whole point. That's what I'm not praying." And then they asked, "Then why didn't you pray when there was no question of fear?" He said, "I am in prayer, so I cannot pray. Only those who are not in prayer, they can pray. But what is the point of their prayer? Empty rituals. I am in prayer. In fact, I am prayer. Each moment is a prayer. The prayer is the Sufi word for the same quality for which Atisa will use awareness. So in the evening, thank again, thank the whole existence. For Atisa, there is no God, remember. Even if I use the word God, it is not Atisa's word. For Atisa, the whole existence is divine. There is no personal God. That has always been the attitude of the meditators. If you are a man of prayer, existence appears as God, as personal. If you are a man of meditation, existence is impersonal. Just a wholeness, a divineness. For the man of prayer, there is God. For the man of awareness, there is godliness, but no God. H.G. Wells is reported to have said that Gautam Buddha was the most godless man, yet the most godly. This is true. Most godless, because he never believed in any God, yet the most godly. Because he himself was divine. He himself was as godly as one can ever be or hope ever to be. So in the evening, feel grateful whatsoever happened during the day. And two things more. Remember, when you failed in the day in being aware and in being compassionate, just remember, Atisa does not say repent. Just remember. And let me remind you, when in the Bible Jesus says again and again repent, it is a mistranslation from the Aramaic. In English, It has taken a totally different meaning, really not a different but a diametrically opposite meaning. It has become repentance. Feel guilty. In Aramaic, repent simply means return. Look back. That's all. Take account back. The day is gone. Look back. Just watch again. Take note when you failed in awareness. That will help you tomorrow. It will enhance your awareness. And take note when you failed in compassion. That will help tomorrow to be more compassionate. And also take note when you succeeded in being aware and compassionate. Don't feel any pride for it either. No guilt, no pride. It is not a question of guilt and pride. It is simply taking an account of the day that is gone before you go to sleep. Just looking back with no evaluation, neither condemning oneself as a sinner, nor being very, very proud that today I have been so aware, so compassionate, I have done so many good deeds. Nothing of the sort. Just taking a note back, what happened from the morning to the evening. This is also a method of becoming more aware. Be patient, whichever of the two occurs. And remember, whether you succeed in awareness, are you fail? Be patient. Don't be impatient. Because impatience is not going to help. Just watch patiently and wait in tremendous trust that if this much can happen, more is possible. Another leaf will be born tomorrow. Another flower will bloom tomorrow. And remember that this body is not the only body. Many more you had before, and many more you are going to have in the future. There is no hurry.
The meditation today is out of the Orange Book. This is a small book that contains all basic Osho meditations. The meditation today is called Yes, Yes, Yes. Make a mantra of yes. Every night before you go to sleep, repeat yes, yes, and get in tune with it. Sway with it. Let it come over all of your being from the toe to the head. Let it penetrate. Repeat yes, yes, yes. Let that be your prayer for 10 minutes in the night and then go to sleep. And early in the morning, again, at least for 3 minutes, sit in your bed. The first thing to do is to repeat yes and get into the feel of it. In the day, whenever you start feeling negative, just stop on the road anywhere. If you can say loudly, yes, yes, good. Otherwise, at least you can say silently, yes, yes. This was Osho Radio for today. Now a lot of people are going from the west to India and go to a warm summer beach. If you're stuck here with the snow, maybe you can't even go outside, but finally you have the opportunity to read this special book of Osho you always wanted to read and you feel completely fulfilled. So wherever you are, have a great week everybody, and until the next time. Bye bye!
Thank you.